Cross Sports Nation. I am your host and founder, Robert Wells. And let's talk about sports. Let's go! Congratulations to the Los Angeles Rams on winning Super Bowl 56 and beating the Cincinnati Bengals 23-20. The Rams have won their second Super Bowl championship in franchise history. The first one was in 1999 with Kurt Warner against the Tennessee Titans. I also had to give credit to the Cincinnati Bengals. Oh my God, that game was intense. Cool Joe Burrow, he's a young, strong quarterback. He's the Tom Brady of the AFC, and they're going to be back. Trust me, they will. But I have to give credit also to the Los Angeles Rams on winning the Super Bowl. I'm happy for Matthew Stafford, who finally won his first Super Bowl ring. Odell Beckham winning his first Super Bowl championship, even though he hurt his knee in the game, but he wins his first Super Bowl title. Got to give credit to Von Miller winning his second Super Bowl championship. Also, Aaron Donald giving God the glory, thanking God and said it was a blessing to win the Super Bowl. When you put God first, you will succeed in life. Give it a try, everyone. If you don't think so, try it. It's better than what you think because God is above everything. Remember that. Also, I want to congratulate former Chicago Bears outside linebacker and first round pick Leonard Floyd on winning his first Super Bowl championship. They always do better when they leave Chicago, but the Bears are going to be better next year. Trust me. In the 2022 Winter Olympics, congratulations to Aaron Jackson, who won the gold medal in the 500-meter speed skating. Aaron Jackson is the first American woman to win the speed skating gold since 2002, and she's the first Black woman to win a speed skating medal of any color. I am so proud of Aaron Jackson. She did the impossible. Think about this. The Winter Olympics have been around since 1924, 98 years, and she's the first Black woman to win a gold medal. That's how you make history, Aaron. You go, girl, and happy Black History Month, everyone. Aaron Jackson will win more gold medals before her career is over with. Trust me. And as time goes on for women of color, they will win more gold medals in the future. It's going to happen, and that's a good thing. And finally, the 2022 NBA All-Star Weekend is this weekend at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse in Cleveland, Ohio. The events that will take place on Saturday are the Taco Bell Skills Challenge, Mountain Dew 3-Point Contest, and the AT&T Slam Dunk Contest. The 71st NBA All-Star Game will take place on Sunday evening. By the way, I think Team LeBron will beat Team Durant in the NBA All-Star Game. Team LeBron is just too loaded not to win. That's just my honest opinion. But I love the 3-Point and Slam Dunk Contest. I think Atlanta Hawks point guard Trae Young is the favorite to win the 3-Point Contest this year, in my opinion. But I'll be cheering for Chicago Bulls shooting guard Zach LaVine to win the 3-Point Contest instead. He's representing my Chicago Bulls. Zach LaVine won the Slam Dunk Contest twice in 2015 and 2016. But I would love to see him win the 3-Point Contest. Why? He'll be the first player ever in NBA history to win the Slam Dunk and 3-Point Contest if he wins the 3-Point Contest this weekend. That's why. I hope Zach LaVine wins. I really do. Go Bulls! I don't have a favorite in the Slam Dunk Contest this year, but I would love to see some awesome dunks. All the dunks would be awesome. Yes, I do. Why? Because the Slam Dunk Contest was boring last year. Yes, it was. I hope they bring it this year. I really do. May the best man win. And the very last thing I want to say is congratulations to Chicago Bulls small forward DeMar DeRozan, who became the first player in NBA history with 7 straight games of 35-plus points and 50% or better shooting. DeMar DeRozan broke NBA Hall of Famer Wilt the Stilt Chamberlain records from February of 1961 and March of 1963. Wilt Chamberlain did it twice, 6 times each of those years. To all the NBA experts who said that the DeMar DeRozan signing with the Chicago Bulls was the worst signing in NBA free agency this year, shame on you. The signing of DeMar DeRozan with the Chicago Bulls was one of the best signings in NBA free agency history. DeMar DeRozan could win MVP this year. And you know what?
he should.
Hey, Cross Sports Nation, turn on your notification for Cross Sports Podcast. Subscribe, follow us, download, and please share Cross Sports Podcast on Pandora, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Buzzsprout, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and on our other media platforms on Cross Sports. You can also find these links on our website, www.cross-sports.net. Next time on Cross Sports, we will do another recap of all sports happening this weekend and next week as well. We'd like to thank all of you for listening, and we'll talk to all of you next time on Cross Sports. Peace.